The report points out several problems with Florida's workforce training structure. The federal level provides money, but its uses are restricted. The state workforce board has little power over Florida's 24 local boards. Mark Pritchett, a senior vice president with Gulf Coast Community Foundation, adds that there is also little oversight.
A lot of times the people on those workforce boards are people, they get money to do training. You know, that's a conflict.
The end result often is that workers are being trained for jobs that are not there. So a pilot program in Sarasota, Career Edge, turned the equation upside down. Instead, Executive Director Maria Evie asked employers what skilled workers they need.
You have to pay attention to what the industries are doing, where are they growing, and where are they having the challenges, and you have to go address those.
Then she finds investors to pay for the worker training. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.